Welcome to the Mom Life Be Like podcast, where we discuss self-care and skincare as it relates to us moms. I'm your host, Nicole Van Lunt, twin mom and founder of Gorgeous Confidence, the home of the Glow Like a Mother three-step skincare system to help moms look fantastic during this crazy period we call motherhood. So today we'll be discussing a topic that's often overlooked when it comes to self-care, and that is the possibility that it can be harmful. Now, before we get started, let's make something super duper clear. Self-care is essential, period. It's vital to our mental, emotional, and physical health. But as with anything, there can be too much of a good thing. And today we're going to talk about how self-care can sometimes be harmful. So one of the most common ways that self-care can be harmful is when it becomes a way to avoid responsibilities. So while it's important to take care of ourselves, we can't use self-care as an excuse to avoid our obligations. And as moms, listen, that obligation list is pretty freaking long. Another way that self-care can be harmful is when it becomes an obsession. So yes, taking care of ourselves is important, but we can't let it consume us. When self-care becomes an all-consuming obsession, it can lead to anxiety, stress, and even depression. So it actually backfires. Self-care can also be harmful when it's used as a way to isolate ourselves from others. So while it's important to have alone time, we also need social connections to thrive. If we're using self-care as an excuse to avoid others, we may end up feeling more isolated and alone. Lastly, self-care can be harmful when it becomes a way to justify unhealthy behaviors. We can't use self-care as an excuse to engage in unhealthy habits like binge eating, substance abuse, or overspending. So what's the bottom line? Self-care is crucial. Yes, it's essential. We mothers, essential workers, right? But it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. We need to be aware of the potential pitfalls and ensure that we're not using it as a way to avoid responsibilities, isolate ourselves, or justify unhealthy behaviors. So that's all I have for you today for today's episode on the potential harms of self-care. I hope you find it informative and helpful, but you know, I can't say this enough. Taking care of ourselves is crucial, it's essential, but it's equally important to do it in a healthy and balanced way. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.